We hear a lot of talk these days about the need for Christians to be unified. People talk about it all the time. Seems on the radio, on TV, from the pulpit. Christian unity, it's a very popular subject. And sadly, it is also very misunderstood within the church today. Many people today think that Christian unity means unity with fellow Christians. And that's part of it. And they also think that sometimes to maintain our unity, it's necessary to compromise on the little things, things that aren't as important as our unity. After all, isn't Christian unity one of the most important things in our lives that we should earnestly strive for? I can agree that Christian unity is something we should all diligently pursue, but many of us in pursuit of this goal have unfortunately forgotten or fully never understood the full meaning of what Christian unity is. As I said before, many think that Christian unity means unity with fellow Christians, but that's not quite right. If we turn to John chapter 17, starting in verses 17 through 20. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me unto the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Let's go further. That thou all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that thou also might be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou givest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent them, hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Christian unity in Christ, the key words being in Christ. There is no Christian unity without Christ, because Christian unity is unity with Christ, and if we are all in Christ, then we are in unity with each other. It just follows. Unity with one another will follow if we are in unity with Christ. Christian unity is based on truth. It's God's will for us to walk in truth. Truth is and always should be important in the life of every Christian. Without it, no one can have unity with Christ. And without Christ, there is no Christian unity. So what good is there in unity without Christ? And worse still, what about unity against Christ? I don't think many people ever take the time to really think this through. Lies and lying are at the top of the list of the things that God hates the most. The Bible says Satan is the father of lies. So when someone grabs hold of unity that ignores the truth in favor of a lie, it is a very fearful thought, and scarier still to have the boldness or arrogance to claim that it is of God, or to call it Christian unity. Unity without truth is without Christ, and without truth you're left with the lie. And the originator of all lies is Satan. Think about it. Nothing good can ever come from spiritual unity if Satan is a part of it. A true disciple cannot serve God with the lie. That simple truth is so basic. You have to wonder why so many people can't wrap their heads around it. John, in the third book of John, and in 2 John, he says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. What does it mean to walk in truth? And John is obviously speaking in a spiritual sense, and he's applying it only to the saints. And in John 17, we read that we are unified in our sanctification. If we must worship God in spirit and truth, because he is spirit and truth, as we also read in the book of John, then isn't that how we ought to serve him as well? In fact, worship is service to God. Many people think of worship as just singing songs on a Sunday, but worship is so much more than that. Worship is service to God, and you can't serve God with a lie. When you try, who do you think you're really serving? Just yourself and the devil. Sin is against God, all sin. By God's very own word, do we know the truth? What kind of testimony do you want to leave behind? For me, for myself, when the books are opened and I'm judged accordingly, I want to hear that he walked in truth, and not that he walked in truth when it suited him. There are some issues that some people say are too small or unimportant, that really they don't matter so much. Things like head coverings, or like the ecumenical movement trying to bring all branches of so-called Christianity together as one, ignoring false and evil doctrines such as infant baptism or something like purgatory, and even farther than that, and trying to bring groups like the Muslims and people who claim that they aren't Christian at all and try to bring them within the so-called Christian order. And some people try to claim that these issues are too small and unimportant to risk our Christian unity over, but all truth is of God, no matter how big or how small it is. All of it is of God. And you honestly believe that if you say, God, your truth is small and unimportant in this particular matter for me to stand up for or live by, do you honestly believe that God will be all right with that? That you can refuse God's will in this so-called small matter and he will just ignore it? And in all honesty, if it is really such a small matter, we should be able to yield to God's will easily in this. So what's the problem? Whether we think it's big or small should not matter. Anything that puts us at odds with God's will is a very serious thing. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in him all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 18, chapter 1, verse 18 says that in all things he might have the preeminence. No matter how small or big, it says all things. All things means all things. Is there really anything too small to obey God in? And does God really give us any commands that are too small for us to obey? Most people are confused by what they call small matters. You see, they're not really small. In fact, they are very, very important. So important, in fact, that God made them simple for our minds to grasp. But what God made simple, we often confuse with being small. But God made them simple and easy for our understanding because they were so, and still are, so important. Some will try to claim Christian unity as a shield for their refusal to yield to God's will in a certain matter, same as they may do with Christian liberty. But just as Christian liberty is regulated by Christian love, Christian unity is regulated by God's truth. God's love, as many people like to point out, but he is also truth. and our love to one another should be according to truth, no matter how hurtful it may seem at the time. We should always remember that our love to one another should be according to truth.